The TaxPro Max 2.0 migration has officially hit its final milestone today. The Federal Inland Revenue Service, FIRS, operating under the Unified Nigeria Revenue Service, NRS, framework, has completed the mandatory transition of all multinational enterprises, MNEs, to the upgraded TaxPro Max 2.0, integrated into the Rev360 ecosystem. This TaxPro Max 2.0 migration represents the pinnacle of Nigeria's Tax 3.0 automation, shifting the nation from a periodic filing model to a real-time, data-driven enforcement regime that links all tax types into a single compliance web. The gatekeeper mechanism, no TP, no VAT clearance. The most significant change following the TaxPro Max 2.0 migration is the legal link between transfer pricing, TP, and operational liquidity. For the first time, compliance in one area is a prerequisite for survival in another. The prerequisite, TaxPro Max 2.0 now blocks the issuance of VAT clearance certificates and refund claims unless the taxpayer has uploaded a synchronized transfer pricing master file. Real-time synchronization, MNEs must maintain an active master file status. Any discrepancy between local data and global benchmarks triggers an immediate system flag. Automated TCC blocking. Requests for tax clearance certificates, TCC, vital for government bidding and capital repatriation, are automatically denied by the AI if TP criteria aren't met. Strategic evolution. Legacy versus TaxPro Max 2.0 feature. Legacy TaxPro Max 1.0, TaxPro Max 2.0, Rev360 MNE reporting annual TP returns real-time master file sync compliance linkage disconnected tax types VAT clearance tied to TP audit workflow post-filing, 6-18-month lag, pre-filing, real-time validation data entry manual schedule uploads direct ERP to portal API auditing the present. The TaxPro Max 2.0 migration has effectively eliminated the audit lag that previously allowed transfer pricing disputes to drag on for years. By inserting an AI-driven analytics engine at the gate, the FIRS is no longer auditing history, it is auditing the present. If your intercompany pricing falls outside the arm's length range, you aren't just looking at an audit in 2 years, you're looking at a blocked VAT clearance tomorrow.